Blog Talk Radio.
This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the Impact Ministry and the prayer, and we're excited to be back on. For another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I know going on, but I thank God on tonight. I really thank God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on this evening. God is such a good God. He's so worthy to be praised on today. So we just give him all reverence and praise today. He is my life. And to everyone in their respective places, for Apostle Dean in his absence, and to all of you, we just thank and praise God. I thank God on today for this opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I give God praise. I give him glory on today. I magnify his name. I just want to call our prayer meeting to order now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. I know I always get that mixed up, but however, we're gonna have our devotion part of the service on today. Okay, I don't know what to read, but we're gonna read from Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbre and the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek and with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and do its voice in their hands, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, the honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. So I just have read you the whole entire Psalms 149 from the first to the ninth verse. May God really add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now. I guess.
Sometimes it feels cold and you feel alone, but hold on.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come just confessing tonight and repenting and asking you for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just come first of all asking you to bind the strong man tonight. Lord, we ask you tonight to bind up the strong men in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind them up from this radio broadcast on tonight. Bind up the strong men from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic. Lord, bind them up right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to send fire from heaven and set fire to them, Lord, and burn them up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to destroy them right now in the name of Jesus from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to encamp your angels all around this radio broadcast, all around everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need you right now, Lord, and we can't make it without you tonight. I'm asking you on tonight, Lord, to change this atmosphere right now, God. Change the atmosphere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Change it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing, God. Send your anointing tonight. We need your anointing, God. We need you tonight. We can't make it without you tonight. We need you, Lord. And we can't make it without you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We can't do it. We can't do nothing. We can't do it, Lord, without you, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, to cover each one of us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless right now, bless this service, Lord. I'm asking you now, in the name of Jesus, to let me decrease them and let your Holy Ghost increase them and minister tonight, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come. Let the power fall. Let your anointing come. In the name of Jesus. Well, we'll be careful. Hallelujah. To give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask all these things. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And for your glory tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. We just thank you on tonight. We praise your name tonight. We glorify your name on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise on tonight. God is such a good God. He's such a good God. Just thank him on tonight. I give God praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give God praise tonight. God is so wonderful. I just thank him so much. I mean, I don't have nothing. And nobody but God. I just thank God on tonight for the great things that he do. I just thank him on tonight. I give God praise. Hallelujah. It's our testimony time. It's our testimony time. And I just, you know, I got so many things to just thank God for. It's so many things, you know, even in this time, a lot of times before I came on, I was just so sluggish and so tired and dragging and sleep, all this stuff. That ain't nothing but the enemy. And the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus, because I belong to God. And so My DNA is changed. The blood of Jesus is running warm through my body. So I don't have no sluggishness. I don't have no tiredness when it comes to Jesus and what he wants done. And I just thank him today for giving me strength and giving me the power and giving me might and giving me courage. And I thank God on today because he is right now, God. And God work when he we don't think he's working. God is working. The devil is alive in every area. I say every area of my life, the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. He has no power. He has no authority. None. Hallelujah. Not over nobody on this line. Nobody. Hallelujah. And I thank God today that he's powerless. In the name of Jesus, he has no power. I thank God today that God didn't give it to him. He gave all the power to us. And I thank God today. We're going to have to stand on the promises of Jesus. I just thank him today. I thank him today. And I want everybody on this radio broadcast to be encouraged on today. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. The devil is liar. He is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. No truth in him. And I thank God. I thank God on today. I thank God. He is a mighty king, king above every king. I thank him for my daily bread. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank him for starting me on my way. When I didn't feel like rolling out that bed at 4, God rolled me right on out in the name of Jesus. And I thank God, I thank him today. He didn't have to wake me up. He could have let me slip on them. But God made old death behave. And he got me on up, called me by name. And I thank him on today. He's a mighty, 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 mighty good God. And I give him glory. In the name of Jesus, I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give God all the glory today. Hallelujah. I thank God. There's so many things that could have happened if God hadn't stepped in. So many things in our lives that could have happened, but God stepped him. He stopped everything. He blocked them. He didn't let it happen. And I thank God on today. God is a good God. We go on with our daily lives every day, and things can happen, but God will block it. Hallelujah. God will put a stop sign there, and God will hold us back. So we won't be at a certain place at a certain time that we won't be at the stop sign where we ain't supposed to. But I tell you, he's always right on time. I give God glory. Hallelujah. And I give him praise today. He just been so good. All the things that could have happened, that would have happened. But God, if you just think back over your life, just think back up today. So many things could have happened. We've been out, in, and out, in, and out all day long. Things could have happened, but God blocked it. He blocked it. And I thank God today that he is blocking things that shouldn't happen, that ain't supposed to happen, because the enemy is around every corner trying to get things to happen, but the devil is a liar. Now you go drop dead, oh devil. You go drop dead somewhere. I destroy you right now in the realm of the spirit, in the name of Jesus. Every incubus, every succubus, every spirit, every sex demon, every marriage breaking spirit, I destroy you right now. Go die. Die now. Die now. In the name of Jesus. Go to your grave. Go wherever you're going. In the name of Jesus. Die now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No, you don't have no part to anybody that's under the sound of my voice. Nobody that's a member in these ministries in the name of Jesus. No Christian, nobody that loves God, in the name of Jesus, you got to go. You got to go. You got to go. The blood is against you. The blood is against you. At the name of Jesus. When you just call on the name of Jesus, the demons going to flee. They're going to flee. They're going to tremble, and they got to flee. They got to go. At the name of Jesus, at his name, just Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank him today. I don't want to take up time. If anybody want to testify, you can testify right now. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Hallelujah. A great king. God is great and greatly to be praised.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Giving reverence to God who is the head of my life, who is my life.
Yes.
Giving reverence to Apostle Edward Deans and Deborah Deans and everyone in their respectable places. I just want to give God praise and glory and honor for who he is. For he is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. I just want to thank God for deliverance on today. I was just thinking back over my life as I was delivered from fear and anxiety. And I had a fear of driving on the highway. And I got a new job a couple years ago, and I was afraid to drive on the highway. Every time I got on the highway, I couldn't breathe. I had to pull over and different things like that. And I began to pray each morning. I got on the highway. I began to cast down that demon of fear and anxiety. And I did it every day and every day and every day. I cast it down. And before you knew it, it was gone. And here in September, it came back again. And it just crept up on me all of a sudden. My son had OD'd, and you know, I had to pray, and that fear just crept back up on me again. And a couple of months ago, it was up on me. I couldn't sleep. I was up all night, and the Lord said, you need to get back. You know, you're going to have to pray for deliverance of this fear and anxiety all over again. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah. And I began to pray and to cast this same old demon down again, the same old spirit of fear and anxiety, you know, because where there is one, it's some more there as well, you know. And so I just thank God for deliverance of fear and anxiety, of deliverance, because, you know, when you begin to acknowledge and to see these things and begin to cast it down, God is a deliverer, and he delivered me again and again. And I just thank and praise God for setting me free. I trust God, and I thank him for delivering me from this thing. I give him praise, glory, and honor. I rest well at night. Hallelujah. I get good sleep because I trust him. I don't fear anything, glory, hallelujah, because it's all in his hands. Hallelujah. I give him praise. He is worthy. Hallelujah. I thank him. I don't fear nothing and no man, because God does not give us the spirit of fear, but he gives us the spirit of love, joy, and of a sound mind. I just thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. And when someone comes to me about this fear and anxiety, I can tell them about that, because I've been through this over and over again. You know, we just have to pray and ask God to deliver us from this. And I just thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. He would do it. I just thank God. Hallelujah. I have peace. Glory. Hallelujah. I have joy. I thank God for peace on today. Hallelujah. I don't take it for granted.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for peace on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody trying to figure you out, girl. You don't go come to those
seeing this. They don't know how you're doing them, what you're doing. I don't know how I'm doing this. They trying to figure you out. In the name of Jesus, they trying to see where it's coming from. In the name of Jesus, they trying to see how you're making it. They can't figure you out. In the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I see you laying prostrate on your bedroom floor. In the name of Jesus, they don't know what how you're doing, what you're doing. They don't know how you're doing them, what you're doing them. God is supplying you every day with your daily bread. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God, pouring oil over your head right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay on track. Don't let them pull you off of focus. You stay right on track. You stay on the track. You stay on the sidewalk of the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. You stay right where you're at. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And don't worry about nothing, God say. Don't you worry. Don't worry. Hallelujah. You stand strong in the Lord. Stand strong. Strong and mighty in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. They still trying to figure you out, but I bind that girl. I bind her up, and you can tell her what I said. I bind Rose up. I bind you up. I bind you up, witch. 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 I bind you up. In the name of, I cast you out. I burn you up. Set fire to a God. Set that fire to a God. Burn her up. Burn her toenails up. Burn her up in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her will prosper. So now, in Jesus' name, no more lies. Hello, Bokola and Rossi. Yes, God. God say, they trying to figure you out. But let me tell you something. Everything they try to do to you is going to come back to them. So they better stop it right now. They got to stop it right now. Because they're going to end up in the grave if they don't. They better stop it right now. God said. God said it. Jesus. 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 I hear him say, rightly dividing the word. Oh, Lord, I seek in me. Yeah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep living right. Keep doing the right thing. Keep praying for those that try to despitefully misuse you. Do it, Lord. Cover them, God. Cover them, God. He's going to erase them. He's going to just take the eraser and erase them. They better stop. They better stop. Yes, God. I ask you to put angels at a door. And everybody that don't mean or no good, hello, Bosandrosi, turn them away. In the name of Jesus. Don't even let them pop in the driveway. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let your spirit fall, God. Thank you, Jesus. Is somebody on here? They got a bill or something that's due or something. And God said, don't worry about it. It ain't going to be late. It's going to be right on time. Ooh. He said, don't worry about it. God going to fix it. He'll make them overlook it if necessary. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. But be patient. Be patient. God's going to deal with it. Thank you, God. He said your marriage going to go better and better and better. It's going to get better and better and better. It's going to get better, 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 better. Q. It's going to get better, 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 better. I hear him say in a few days, things are going to get better and better and better. A lot of your heaviness come from your job. A lot of your stressfulness come from your job. But the Lord say he going to lift some of that off of you. And then you have a few more things you think about. Only thing you can do is depend on the Lord for it, to deal with it. And he's dealing with it. And he's going to deal with it even more. You stay in God. Stay in God. It's a lot of things you need done. And can't nobody do it but God. Can't nobody do it but God. Study your word as much as you can. Listen to your word on your telephone. However you have to do it, you do it. Stay in God. There's so much trickery going on these days. You got to hear the word of God. The word of God is what heals, delivers, and sets us free. That word. As much as you can, I know you be on here a lot, but you need to keep your mind on the Lord. He's fighting for you. He's fighting for you. But that marriage gonna get better and better and better. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I ask you now to bring her blood pressure down, for her to stay down, God. We bind up the enemy right now. We bind him up right now. We bind the spirit of infirmity up right now. You have no power over this prophetess. Your power is cut. Your power is lack. You have no authority, no power over her. I bind you up now. I come against you now. In the name of Jesus, you're not going to keep her down. She going to prophesy. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we cast you down. You have no power. You have no power. None. In Jesus' name, Jesus got the power. Studying your word. Keep studying your word. Keep studying your word. Keep in God. It's like you're doing. Stay in God. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. Don't do nothing without asking first. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Ask him first. Ask first. Whatever you think about doing, you ask God first. He'll show you. The Holy Spirit will show you. We'll direct you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The devil is a lie. He come against your body. He a lie in the name of Jesus. He can't touch you. He don't have the authority to do it, nor the power. In Jesus' name, thank you tonight for deliverance. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you tonight. Lord, I ask you to cover their truck, their car, their truck in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around the body to protect you, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name on tonight. God is going to use you. He's scared that how God is going to use you. He's going to use both of y'all. He's scared. But when God lets you break out, you can break out. And he knows it. God said, a prophet says you need to be writing your own book. You started so many times before. You need to be writing your own book. You got plenty books down in you. Plenty books down in you. You got plenty books down in you. And that's not all he has for you to do. You got plenty to do. He's starting to open doors for you. But you got to stay on the straight and narrow. God loves you so much. You've been through so much. I hear him say you're on the right road now. But you already know how to stay in the Lord. You know what to do. You know exactly what to do. You know exactly what to do. He said he's filling your cup. I don't know what that means. You're going to have a different walk. You're going to have a different talk. Some people are not going to even recognize you, honey. Lean on him. Lean on him. He wants you to. Lean on God. He wants you to lean on him. He wants you to depend on him more. And I know you depend on him, but he wants you to depend on him more because people can't do nothing for you. Only God can. Only God can. He's going to replace some things that you lost. He's going to give you some more Bibles and things like that. He's going to give you some more papers and stuff that you lost. He's going to restore you. I'm praying for you a place. I'm praying that God do it, and he is going to do it. He going to do this for you. Is there a lot of static in the phone?
No, ma'am.
Hey, that's just the end.
Amen.
He said, I've never seen the right thing in my life. All of your needs, you do what you do. And God and you that you could be right.
It's cutting out now. I'm.
Here.
It's cutting out. I hear the static now a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little better now.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss what you just last said.
I don't know what I said. I said what I just said.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It started cutting out. When you said, is it static? Then it started being static, and I could hear what you said after that. If there was static in the phone.
Did anybody else hear what I said? Lord, bring it back.
No, not the evil.
Did y'all hear me? Did y'all hear me?
Not the part at the end, no, but
okay.
When you said, was you static again? I heard everything you said before you asked that question.
I got a lot going on, so you hear that? That's what I heard.
God,
I can feel the spirit,
though. Mm-hmm. Ma'am? Yeah, God is opening more doors.
I can feel it in my belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can feel the spirit moving in my belly. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. He's opening more doors. You don't have to ask anybody. Nothing. They're going to ask you. I hear him say, it's some deliverance taking place. That's what that is. He said, deliverance is taking place. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, ma'am. I can feel
thank
it.
You,
oh, Jesus. My God. I thank God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That's what you said.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you. Yeah, I'm set you free. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Up and out. Eat a book. Get little bit of the ambros. See, we the property of God. We belong to God. Thank you, Chief. to Leah. God wants you to Leah to keep things in order. Thank you.
She's here.
He wants you to keep things in order. He's working with you. I don't know if you know it or not, but he's working with you. You're going to start hearing from him even more, but you got to know it's God. Some things you can tell mommy and daddy and Dante, but it's something you cannot. Some things he tell you, you can't tell nobody. You keep it to yourself until he tell you to. Sometimes he be speaking to you on a personal level. He be showing you things. You be seeing things. But before you do something, just like I told Prophetess Morgan, before you do anything, you ask God. Don't jump up and do things. Ask God first. Because it could be the wrong move. Even though it's not a bad move, it could be the wrong move. God may not want you to go that way. He may be shielding you from things or something. You have to know, you know, the ways of God. You have to look and make sure you ask him before you just jump up and do something on your own. Don't, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. No, you go pray. You ask God. Is it all right if I... And don't... Cause you didn't hear nothing then. Don't think he said yes. You just wait till he answers you, because he'll answer you through a baby, through the television, on a phone call, the radio. He'll answer you through something if you ask. He's real pleased with you. And I'm pleased with you too in trying to do different things for the Lord. You keep that up. Just keep it up. Keep staying before the Lord. You don't always have to get, you know, because I know you can't do it a lot of times. But if you just get somewhere, go to the bathroom and do something for a few minutes and talk to God. He's listening. He's waiting for you. He's listening. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. He's healing your heart. A whole lot of stuff you don't understand. A lot of things you don't understand. But God will teach you. He's the great, great, best teacher in the world. You got to be willing to listen to him. And stay on track. Don't let them, no distractions come. And I know we have distractions because we have children, but try not to let a lot of distractions get in your spirit. And I don't care how things look, know that God got you. I don't care which way they go, know that God got you. Sometimes we go through a lot of things. And it's due to the calling that put on our lives. He don't put easy stuff on it for us because of the calling. I mean, mostly all of us be tested and tried, and it don't be comfortable all the time. But you just stay on God. Just stay focused on God. Stay focused on it. He's going to show you some things. I can't wait. Because there's a lot of things I can't. And Prophet Sally, it's a lot I think I, before I don't know, but it's some young men that look up to you. So, know that they're watching you. and you live your life before like you're supposed to. Just like you're supposed to. God is a good God. God is a good God. I still hear the Lord say, Prophet Harris, that deliverance is still taking place. So you just get ready tonight because deliverance is going to be whatever it is that you're going to be delivered from. So it's the work is dealing with you on tonight.
Yeah.
God is real. God is real. I just thank God tonight. I thank him for his word. I thank him for the prophetic. I thank God on tonight.
Amen. Amen.
You need to just wipe your house and spiritually wipe the floors up. When all that you do it, whenever y'all get a chance, just wipe the floors up. You know how to do it.
Amen.
Wipe your floors up. The good God promised out. He is so good. He's so good. I just thank him for his anointing. I thank him tonight because it's been so heavy on me. And I thought my neck was going to break up my feel. So I just thank God for tonight. Tonight is awesome. I thank God is our daily bread. I thank him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I'm not gonna hold it. No, it's still early. I'll come back Sunday. Well, I'll be on here tomorrow with Talia, but we're gonna come back Sunday at 12:30 your time. So we won't, you know, like I said, it's getting warm, a little warmer outside. I know people will have things to do in the afternoon, and God gave me that time. And I just want to let you know that the church is progressing. The young man going to have, he's been waiting on as far as the address and stuff. I got the address. It's a post box, but it's not a post box because I didn't want people to give people my address. So I got a post box, but it's a can at the UPS. Where it has an address. So he going to have that done. And then the website for the ministry will be done here in another week. So, and by that time, you know, we'll be ready to start going. Maybe the 1st of April, we'll be able to go on social media with some things. Mm-hmm. So, just keep the ministries, the church prayers, and the things that you all want to do for the Lord. You know, the things that in the ministries, we just got to get those together. That's probably what we should be meeting for on the Monday sometime. But I'm just saying, maybe like when we have our Bible class on Tuesday, maybe we can come in maybe a half hour earlier and talk about what we need to do, then go right on into Bible class talk instead of time up a whole nother day, you know, because then that'll keep everybody has to be on every day of the week. So, and you know, I'm for us all, we all going through some. We all have been through a lot, and we still going through. God not through with us yet. He's not finished with us yet. We got a lot to do, work to do. So, you know, we going to do some things we just got to put up with for right now. And I just thank and praise God tonight for each one of you all. I'm not going to hold you on here.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
Will we do communion on Sunday?
Yeah, we can do communion. I ain't told nobody else, but I can tell everybody we can do communion on Sunday. Yeah, I thought about that, too, earlier today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do this. It is Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll let McKinney.
I got enough to supply everybody on this end.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. We can do communion on Sunday. Can you do communion, Prophetess Harris, on Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, but we're going to get ready to close out. And y'all know if y'all need me for anything, y'all just call me. I love all of you. And Amen. Father, we just thank you for each and every one of them, God. Cover their family in the blood of Jesus and careful angels all around about them to protect them from all danger, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to protect them now, God. Protect them, Lord. Protect them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know all about us, God. You made us. In the name of Jesus, I just ask you to keep covered. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Testify, pray, and prophesy, God. Thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We ask in Jesus' name for your glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. Exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless y'all. I love you. We'll talk tomorrow. God bless you. Have a good night.
Amen. Yeah, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless. Love you all, my family.
God bless you. Good night. Love you too. Thank you.